The UN chief takes talks to Russia. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Twining, in for Victoria Craig. Hello, good morning. What to do about the besieged city of Mariupol is expected to be top of the list of subjects Antonio Guterres and the Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to focus on. Ukraine has asked the UN to guarantee a humanitarian corridor to get civilians out. Meanwhile, in Germany, NATO and EU defence ministers are meeting to discuss further military assistance. Here's US Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin.
We're all here because of Ukraine's courage, because of the innocent civilians who have been killed, and because of the suffering that your people still endure. Your country has been ravaged. Your hospitals have been bombed. Your citizens have been executed. Your children have been traumatized.
Well, while they discuss military assistance, the international sanctions placed on Russia that are hitting citizens continue. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg takes us now on a tour of Moscow to judge the changes.
Right, I'm going to drive to the supermarket. Now, you know, for years, whenever I got into the car, the first thing I'd do would be to switch on the radio. 91.2 FM, Echo of Moscow, really good radio station, a reliable source of information. But in recent weeks, all independent news outlets in Russia have been shut down. So now, on 91.2 FM, what you get is this.
Radio Sputnik. Все будет ровно.
Radio Sputnik, a government channel that backs President Putin's offensive in Ukraine. So I'm in the supermarket. First thing to say, there are no empty shelves. But international sanctions have had an effect. I'd say the selection is smaller, there are fewer foreign items. Not surprising when you consider that hundreds of Western companies have pulled out of Russia. In fact, this supermarket's in a shopping mall, and so many of the shops here, international brands, cafes, coffee shops, have shut down. Also, when you look at the price tags, prices have shot up. Inflation is a big problem now in Russia.
Yes, BBC Anglia, Angliske Radio.
Outside the shopping centre, I get chatting to Nadezhda. She's a doctor. Prices are so high, it's impossible to survive now on my salary, Nadezhda says. But the hardest thing of all is living in a society that doesn't want to know the truth about what's happening in Ukraine. I'm ashamed to be Russian. Well, I'm outside an engineering institute in Moscow, where I used to teach English 30 years ago, would you believe? I can remember back then, after the fall of communism, a lot of the students here looked to the future with a lot of hope. Wonder what the current generation of students are thinking about their country's future. We'll overcome all our difficulties, says Denise. After sunset, always comes the dawn. But I support our troops. They are our soldiers. I am obliged to support my country. I've come now to the giant war museum that celebrates the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. What I find disturbing is how Russia's offensive in Ukraine has found a place here, is being honoured here. On the website of the museum, the spelling of the word musée, museum, has been altered to feature the Latin letter Z, the symbol of Russia's special military operation in Ukraine. Now, I experienced communist Russia, post-Soviet Russia, but special military operation Russia is something else in its parallel universe, almost Orwellian, where invasion is presented as liberation, where aggression is self-defense, and where critics are condemned as traitors.
Steve Rosenberg there. To the markets and a tale of two different fortunes in the banking world. First quarter profits from Europe's biggest bank, HSBC, were down 28% due to slowing growth in its significant Asian markets and concerns over the war in Ukraine. While UBS profits jumped by almost a fifth thanks to its trading division. After falls of some 2% yesterday, European markets are showing gains again after Asian markets also picked up. And so much of the movement there comes as a reaction to the pursuit of the zero zero-COVID policy in China. Beijing is now carrying out 3 rounds of mass testing in all metropolitan districts following days of panic buying in the Chinese capital amidst fears of imminent citywide restrictions similar to those in Shanghai. Authorities say progress is being made in Beijing, but the situation is still a concern. From there, the BBC's Stephen McDonnell.
The mood is calmer today in Beijing, despite the government extending mass COVID testing to all city residents. 3.5 million people were tested yesterday in Chaoyang District. However, only 33 official new infections have been added to the tally. Panic buying has eased off. Targeted lockdowns of specific neighbourhoods have already started, but there's been no indication yet that all of Beijing is to be closed down. In Shanghai, daily cases are down but remain persistently high. Today, another 52 people with COVID have been recorded as having died there. They're nearly all older, unvaccinated residents with underlying conditions.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell there. Millions of women around the world take HRT, hormone replacement therapy, to help with what can be life-changing side effects of the menopause. Anxiety, hot flushes and difficulty sleeping, just some of them. But here in the UK, there are supply concerns, some reports suggesting that two-thirds of drugstores are struggling to dispense prescriptions. Dr. Leila Hambeck is chief executive of the Association of Independent Multiple Pharmacies.
The demand is much higher than it used to be, and so that has put a lot of pressure on the supply chain. But also the availability of raw material from countries in the Far East have impacted on manufacturing of these products. We don't know when this is going to come to an end, and in terms of like supply getting a bit steadier. All we can do is to advise our patients and doctors to prescribe alternative products until we get a bit better, steadier supply.
Dr. Leila Hambeck there. There's a lot more about Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter coming up on Marketplace throughout this morning. In London, I'm Sasha Twining with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.